Yeah, hello.
Yes, sir. This is a call center calling, returning a call. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm calling and concerned that you people have charged my account and for $67, and it's no. That's a no-no.
Sir, go ahead.
I bought a thing from you guys, a Wi-Fi extender thing. 'Cause it was, I had apparently won it or something, but I had to pay shipping and handling, which was $7 and something. And then all of a sudden, you charged my account for $67.
All right, what's your zip
And
code,
I,
sir?
it's 04932.
Hold on. Zero four nine three two.
Yes.
And what's your name?
Is Ronald Beal, BEAL?
Mr. Beal, verify your address for me, please.
It's 1215 Moosehead Trail in Dixmont, Maine.
Okay, so on 314,
Yes.
initially you agreed to pay shipping and handling
Yes.
to receive a Wi-Fi booster as a
Right.
welcoming gift for the gadget store. All right,
Right.
so
Right.
it shipped on 314. They billed you on 314 to $7.95.
Right.
Now, part of the terms and conditions, if they were read before you check the box, before you
I
put your
did
account
read.
number, part
I
of
did
that,
read everything.
yes, sir, it does tell you that you automatically will be enrolled into the Gadget Club if you do not let them know.
It didn't say nothing about $67. I was
No,
shocked when I saw that today.
yeah, it probably didn't say $67 because it's different from state to state, but it did state that you automatically be enrolled into the Gadget Club. Some
No,
people get
I do
89,
not.
some people get 64, some people get 57. So yes, you're right. The price is not there. But in this terms and agreement, it tells you if you do not let them know that you do not want to be part of the Gadget Club, they're going to
Yeah,
automatically
see, nothing.
enroll you for that.
Yeah, nothing was said to me.
And if you had to read the
Nothing.
terms and conditions, sir, it's in the terms and conditions. But what I can do for you, sir, going forward, because we have thousands of members of this Gadget Club, so what I can do for you, if you don't want it, that's fine. I can stop the membership going forward, but it was in the terms and conditions to state that if you do not let them know within the 48 hours, they automatically enroll you into that, okay? Now, what I can do for you is, first of all, is cancel the so you won't get reoccurring monthly charges. Now, on the 6732, it is a valid charge, so what I can do.
It's not. I called my credit card. I told them it's not a valid charge.
Well, no, the credit card will call here and it will be a valid charge, sir. So when they call here to verify that it is, they will call here as we get calls from banks and it's already either canceled or whatever's done with it. It is a valid charge because it was put on the 0121 card, your Visa card.
Oh, I
And
know it was put on my card.
yes, sir, because that's the card you use when you accepted the terms and agreements. But what I can do for you, sir, is of that 6737 because it is a valid charge, I can do 35% refund of that as well as canceling the membership going forward, and you won't receive any other charges.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, hold on. Let me get that cancellation done for you as well as that refund of 35%, which is you will have 67.32 times 0.35. 23.56 will go back on your card. Okay. 23.56 will be
So
refunded
that's how
back to
you
you.
guys make your money.
I'm sir, $25.56 go back on your card. I'm the call center that handles transactions for many of customers. And the gadget store really is a good thing. They give you a $125 gift card to shop with as well. And we have thousands of members. Let me get this done so we won't get off the phone or get disconnected on my time. All right. You won't be canceled, okay? So refund is $23.56 is done. All right. So now I want to make sure going forward you got something to write with. I'm going to give you a cancellation number, which for me canceling, no rebill on this. Make notations first. Hold on. All righty. So I have notated your account that I offer you a 35% refund. You accepted that. 23.
Well, I have no choice but to accept it, so.
Hang on a minute, sir. Make sure that's done. Hold on. 23. 67.32 at 35%. It's 23.56. Hold on a minute. Refund. Are you sure you want this refund? Yes. And okay, it's not settled. So hold on. I need a little bit more information here.
All right. So.
Yes, sir.
So what's the cancellation number?
Cancellation number will be, give me one moment. I need to notate something else to make sure your refund is signed, okay?
All right.
Because I double checked for you and it did not settle it, and I got to do another form to make sure it's settled. So you'll get it before you get it. And the customer's name is Ronald. Is that correct, sir?
Yep.
Yes, here. I have to put this on this form, so hold on. So you got Ronald. Copy. Goes here. Then you have your phone number, Ronald. Will you verify that for me, please?
It's 207-509-0181.
Hold on. This computer's not moving as fast as you are.
207-509.
Mm-hmm.
0181.
And what's your email address?
I don't know it.
Let me see what I got here. Ron 88JES, that sound familiar?
Yes. .rb@gmail.com.
Correct. So copy that to here. Paste. And then ID number, let's see, ID number is 25. Okay, this is your cancellation number as well. So C is
right.
Charlie.
Yep.
259. 0. Yep. And that's your cancellation number as far as refund.
Right.
And let me notate this one last thing, and I can disconnect the call. The refund for $23.56. Refund $23.56 offered. Customer accepted.
Well, customer didn't accept it. I have no choice to accept it.
Well, in my terminology, it would be that you did or you didn't, so.
Right. I guess it's only two ways it can be written down.
Well, I just can't go giving their money back, so I have to notate what I'm doing. I offered it, you accept it. If you don't accept,
I have no choice.
Okay, if you don't accept it, sir, then it'll just, you won't get a refund back, and I'll just cancel the account. I thought as a courtesy, that was, because really it's a courtesy to give the 35% back because it is a valid charge. However,
wow, you're good.
Mr. Ronald?
Yes.
I need to complete this call, please. I want to make sure your things are done correctly, okay?
Yeah, I get it. I'm just saying, you're good.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I just want to make sure you're taken care of. I understand sometimes we don't, whatever, so that courtesy, I felt like it was okay. It was just me and your little ways on it. But, yes, I'm getting ready to submit this. It's done. Is there anything else I can help you with, sir?
No, there is.
Okay, you have a wonderful evening, and thanks for calling customer service, okay?
All right, bye.
Bye.